Next time you argue with your spouse, remind yourself, it could be worse. You could be on Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz, What Happened, on Star 102.5.
We're going to try and help out our listener, Alan, today. He wants to find out what happened between him and Sonia. Our What Happened segment is brought to you by our friends at Fiskus Jewelers, your jeweler for life. All right, let's get Alan's side of things first. Hey, Alan, good morning.
Hey. How you guys doing today?
We're good. We're good. Thanks for joining us. So, all right. So, why don't you tell us where things are at with Sonia right now?
Where they're at. They're nowhere. I haven't gotten a text or any response back from her in about a month. And she just doesn't get back to me. So.
Okay. All right. Well, tell us how you met and what's happened up until that point anyway.
Yeah. So, I was taking an online class. And she was as well, and we kind of met on the class and started chatting outside of the class and then went out on a date. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how did the date go?
It went well. Like, she came over to my place. She was super excited to meet. I have a cat, and she was super excited to meet him. And then he got over, and he gets freaked out with new people, so he ran and hid. So he was not as excited to meet her, I guess.
Okay. I mean, well, that's cats. Yeah, that's pretty typical. Mm-hmm. So besides the cat, you think things went well between you and Sonia?
Yeah, we had a really great time. Like, I thought that it felt like things were definitely moving in the right direction, because during the movie, we were really cuddled up with each other on the couch watching a movie.
Well, it sounds like she felt comfortable.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, I'm not hearing the problem. Does anything stick out? I mean, you're cuddling on the couch, you're bonding over the cat. Anything jump out to you?
I don't know. And she ended up spending the night at the house, staying over.
Oh.
And so And so there's a lot of mixed signals. You know, there's a lot of confusing, and I don't know what the problem is.
Okay. All right. Well, we're in the dark, too, so let's see if we can help you out. We've tracked Sonia down. She's on hold. She's not heard what you've told us. We're going to put you on hold and talk to her for a little bit, get her side of things. Then we'll hopefully bring you back and get you on together here in a few minutes. So hang on.
Appreciate it.
You bet, Alan. Hang on. All right, is this Sonia?
Hello, yes.
Hi, Sonia. It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt at Star. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm good.
Okay. Well, we do this segment on the show called What Happened. We help someone who thinks they're being ghosted, and we heard from Alan this morning. I mean, he told us about you. You remember Alan?
Yeah.
Okay. You remember going out with him? How did your date go? What did you think about it?
Well, we didn't really go out. I wouldn't really call it, like, a date. It wasn't anything serious.
All right. Well, then what was it for you? Can you explain it from your side? Because he definitely thought it was a date.
Yes, he did.
Well, we met in a class. We got along. He's a nice guy. But there was never anything between us.
Well, he felt like, you know, you were invited over to meet his cat, watch a movie. It sounds like a date. Yeah. So, I mean, not to you, I take it? Doesn't sound like a date to you?
Well, maybe. I guess when you say it that way, but...
Well, if you weren't interested...
I was afraid you'd say that.
Yeah, if you weren't interested at all, then why would you go out?
I was afraid you'd ask that.
Okay. Well, let's take a break. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and see if Sonia, well, why she was afraid we would ask about the date. Okay, that's coming up, and what happened?
If you still aren't sure what happened, hear it again at star1025.com.